Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's going to start the final day of the financial year with a pretty solid improvement. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of 67 points. That was an improvement of a little over 1.1%. And it's almost a counterintuitive outcome when you consider that the last couple of days have been spent wondering about whether or not economies in different parts of the world are going to go into a new version of a lockdown following the rise in infection rates that we have seen. But that has been particularly acute where the United States is concerned. So perhaps the fact that there haven't been any announcements from state governors in relation to new lockdowns, that has been an encouraging aspect for US investors. At the same time, the economic news in the US was quite good as well, which played a part in the US markets moving higher, led by the Dow, which was up by 2.3%. In the case of the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they were each up by more than 1%. The economic news that I'm talking about came in the form of pending home sales. They were far stronger than expected in the last month. It was actually the biggest increase ever. The market was looking for a 19% increase in terms of pending home sales. That measure was up by more than 44%. So I suppose in as much as anything, it is a reflection of the impact of liquidity, which you cannot underestimate. So record low mortgage rates are a factor, obviously helping out that outcome. And equally encouraging was that every major region in the US saw an increase in pending home sales over the course of the last month. There was also another encouraging piece of news to come out of Texas, which is obviously quite topical given that that's ground zero for the spike in infection rates in the US in the last couple of weeks. But the Federal Reserve of Dallas releases a manufacturing survey, and this measure continued to improve at a decent clip over the course of the last month. It came in at minus 6 compared to minus 49 in May, and that measure was even lower in April, so minus 74. So a trifecta of improvements in relation to that measure have been quite encouraging, and a number of measures were actually into positive territory. The criticism that you can level at these measures is that they are still in contractionary territory, but new orders, shipments and capacity utilization were all registering positive outcomes in the last month. So that is certainly encouraging news in the bigger picture as far as the progress that's being made by keeping economies open. At a more granular level, we saw Boeing shares up by 13%. Part of the reason for that is that the Federal Aviation Authority has started conducting certification flights for Boeing's 737 MAX jet. So that sparked enthusiasm towards that stock, as I said, up by 13%. Airlines in general were up by a pretty decent margin last night. American, United, Southwest up in the order of around 7 to 9%. Coty is in the headlines today. This is a global cosmetics organization. In recent times, they have announced that they would be establishing a relationship with Kylie Jenner, one of the Kardashians. They felt that that was offering them not quite enough exposure, so they've opted to go in hard with a relationship with Kim Kardashian West. They are going to take a 20% stake in her organization for the humble sum of $200 million. So the Kardashians proving to be quite the ATM when it comes to organizations thinking that they can make money out of relationships with these organizations. The market seemed to take faith in this move, with Coty shares up by 13%. Elsewhere on the local front today, it's a reasonably busy day as far as economic news is concerned, but probably the main deal today will be the fact that it's the end of the month, end of the quarter and the end of the financial year. So that could bring with it some interesting price moves. So it's worth being conscious of that. Another thing to bear in mind, which has just come to light in the last couple of hours, is that the United States has revoked Hong Kong's special trade status. So this is an important consideration because of the likely retaliation from the Chinese. And this will, of course, be seen through the lens of the trade agreement that has been struck between the two countries, albeit some time ago, but now probably rests on more frail ground than it has in recent months and quarters. So that's just something to keep an eye on in terms of the scale of the way that the Chinese respond and what that might mean. So a good way of keeping an eye on that is seeing how the currencies react. So keep an eye on Asian currencies and indeed our own Aussie dollar, which is trading around 68.6 US cents.